Russian President Vladimir Putin says he still hopes agreement can be reached on a new United Nations Security Council resolution on Iraq before a scheduled donors conference later this month. Russia and Germany have held the same position on Iraq ever since opposing the U.S.-led invasion there earlier this year. But emerging from 2 days of talks in the Russian Urals Thursday, the two leaders showed signs of a willingness to compromise, most notably on the need for a new United Nations resolution on Iraq. So far, Russia and Germany remain dissatisfied with the wording of the draft currently under negotiation at the UN Security Council in New York. Specifically, they would like to see a clear timeline established outlining when Iraq could gain complete sovereignty and who would oversee the financial reconstruction of the country. But President Putin said in his words, "We still think it best if the United Nations Security Council could adopt a new resolution on Iraq before international donors are due to meet in Madrid, Spain on October 23rd. President Putin says any money pledged would likely be put to better use if a political settlement is first put into place. The Russian leader says he and Chancellor Schroeder also agree that Iraq's post-war reconstruction process will serve to stabilize only if the new resolution mandates greater international participation in the process. Aside from aligning their views on Iraq, President Putin and Chancellor Schroeder's consultations also yielded 6 agreements aimed at increasing trade and economic relations between the two nations. One agreement allows German troops and military equipment to transfer through Russia on their way to peacekeeping efforts in Afghanistan. Another calls for easing visa regulations for Russian and German citizens in a bid to open markets and promote trade. Chancellor Schroeder says he and President Putin are also just days away from signing a deal to build a giant pipeline under the Baltic Sea to bring Russian oil to lucrative European markets. The only sour note of the discussions came when a visibly agitated President Putin criticized the European Union for imposing what he called wrong and unfair conditions on Russia's membership bid in the World Trade Organization, or WTO. The EU has urged Russia to liberalize its energy prices, but the Russian president says the task cannot be achieved overnight. President Putin says Russia considers linking the energy issue to Russia's bid to join the WTO to be political arm-twisting, and he urged the German chancellor to exercise influence with his European Union partners. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.